Blog Talk Radio.
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come.
Churches.
The same shall be clothed in white raiment, not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key, he that openeth, and no man shut, and shutteth, and no man. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them of thy hand, and know I have because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that but no. If he overtake me, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. Church of the Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. But because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched.
Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal? man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And when the elder saith unto me, weep not. And to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints, and they sung a new song.
The seal of the living God, and
And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying,
Hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God.
And 4,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Ephraim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lord with white robes and their hands, and the tribe of
our God which sat upon the throne and unto the Lamb.
And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying,
Amen.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me,
What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?
And I
tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water.
Chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels before God, who were given seven gifts. They came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And it was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints of God. The angels took the fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and it followed hail and fire and blood. They were cast into the earth. All green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had died. And the third mountain, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. The sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld the flying
Woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound.
Chapter 9. And the fifth angel and was pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts of the and the scorpions of the earth. was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should strike at the man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were the crown, their faces were the face of men, and their hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like a and had a king of them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes. An altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet,
loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates.
And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the army of horses, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and brimstone, by the brimstone which shoot out of their mouths, for their power is in their mouth, and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented of the work of their hands, that they were dealt with the lion's gold, silver, and the stone and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. From them clothed in cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, as it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And when the craft uttered their voices, and when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was left to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw upon the sea, upon the earth, ever who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the second to his servants the prophets, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said,
and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
And I took the book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Chapter 11.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying,
rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that were within. And it was given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall lay tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,200.
Candlestick standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their bodies shall be in the great city, spiritually in Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. That dwell upon the earth over the maker, and shall send them to another. Because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. Same hour was there a great earthquake, and a tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake was slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted. Behold, the third woe cometh quickly, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying,
the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever.
Saying,
we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath time that they should judge. Thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth.
And the temple of God in heaven, there are lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon at her feet turned to the crown. Being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 heads, his tail the heart of the and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth the man-child, who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron, and her child was unto prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought, and his angels. Dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven,
now comes and strength, and power of Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved their life unto the death. Dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
And when the dragon saw that he passed unto the earth, woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, power of the beast.
Who is able to make war with him?
And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme. Given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. He that into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth, and dwell on the earth, but he those miracles he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast. But his half-stand counts the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mountain, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they were new for the beasts and thunder, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb. And to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell in the earth.
And give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and the earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters.
And there followed another angel, saying,
of
Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold a white cloud, and upon a cloud one sat, like unto the Son of Man, having his head golden brown, and in his And the angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud,
Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and reaped. Another angel came out of the temple with having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had the power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying,
Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for
her grapes are ripe. And the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city. And blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,000 fruits. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having 7 last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass. His mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying,
Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord, thy works, thy works, thy works, hear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest.
And after that I looked, the temple of the Messiah was opened. And the 7 angels came to the temple, having the 7 plagues clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the 4 beasts gave unto the 7 angels 7 golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And was able to enter into the temple till the 7 plagues of the 7 angels were fulfilled. Chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the 7 angels,
Go your way,
and first went, and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the 2nd angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became a dead man, and it lived in the sea. And the 3rd angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say,
Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was, and shall be, because thou hast judged.
Say,
Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments.
And the 4th angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and heaven and the earth with heat, the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give them glory. And the 5th angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongue, and did not but their teeth. And the 6th angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the king of the east might be prepared. And I saw 3 frogs come out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they had spirits of devils working miracles, which went forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come, I face. To this I see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the 7th angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne. It is and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the city of the nations fell. Of his wrath, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me,
Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of a great whore. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a star-colored beast looking at her and horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple, a scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me,
Wherefore didst thou marvel? Heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is might, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. They run earth wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet.
The book of Revelation, talking about the destruction of people sinning. Don't forget that we own 7 days a week. And this Revelation tells us about thank you, Deborah Ann, for coming on, and some others. They didn't want to listen to the word of God. But what he was saying, for all the evil and the murder that's going on now, I say. So tonight, I want you to read Psalms 91, Psalms 37, and Psalms 23. Know that God will correct you to the next telephone call. I'm praying for you that you get yourself in order to walk with God. And that's very important for you to get yourself together and walk with God. This is some of the revelation.
Seven mountains on which the woman sitteth, and there are seven kings. Yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and the seventh, and goeth in third. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have power and strength with the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. They of him are called and chosen and faithful.
saith unto me,
the waters which thou sawest, where the horse is, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and the horns thou art, ye shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her.
That would be wars and moon wars. I just got a call to tell me that several eight, you anoint yourself. If some people have took the shot, but they still got COVID, I want to tell you, when you call me, I got the rest stopping COVID. They gave me the recipe. And those who took the shot, you need a cleansing in your body. And some lady says, you took it, but you still got the COVID. And I just doesn't write about people. Demon spirit that entered the body and trying to change the DNA. A man is a man. Woman is a woman. And you can't change that DNA. All this homosexual stuff, all this rape and killing. God sitting on the throne, he said, I ain't look low. And I want to tell you tonight, if you got a ministry, call me Deborah Ann after the show. I want to say to you, get ready for some great things to happen for you. Get ready for the door to open up for you. Start from 9 to 10. And I want you to be on now what God will say to you. And what Revelation was dealing with the evil that man have did to a man. Then God says, stand back, I'll fight the battle. You're going to see storms back to back, floods back to back, earthquakes back to back. You're going to see some things you never seen before. I want you to grow up with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm praying for you, you and you. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. As I pray tonight, pray for your victory. I pray for your healing and your deliverance. All is well. Let me say that again. All is well. Maybe you can't see that, but everything is available. And God is going to move in your behalf. So when God moves in your behalf, he's going to break the yoke. He's going to open the door for you. I decree free house, and I decree money being released by the power of the Holy Spirit. That God releasing an overflow for you. He's going to bless your children going in and out. Now, there's a lot of kids got the virus right now as I speak. I know about seven in Chicago. They got the virus. That let us know that we got to go to God and get the antidote from God. Man fits evil. Man can't spread it out. Man do evil things for forgiveness. And the Bible says, if my people that are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I heal the land. Land you walk on is full of murder. And so what I'm telling you tonight, get ready for God to take you to the next level. And I want to tell you, it might seem like it's dark, watch the earthquake. Watch the storms and the floods. And I tell you that the earthquake's going to come back to back. Right now, another hurricane is far. So what I'm saying to you, I said back to back. So you need to know all this robbing, killing, gambling, all this going on is not pleased in God's eyesight. And he said, give tonight. God want to do something with your life. You need to repent and say, God, save me. God, heal me, deliver me. I pray for somebody got cataract. Every man, every boy, every woman. God is able to heal your body. I'm praying for you, Sister Janice, Sister Lois. I'm praying for you, Sister. And I want to tell you, Deborah Ann, hang on in there. God, he's going to give you just what you need. I see a big financial blessing coming in your house. You've been asking God for. And be able to invest in your new house, not no apartment. God want to give you a new house, debt free, and that's what you got to do. Father, God, the word at what you said. You said that you're going to heal and deliver, and we're going to ask you to do that. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. God will do that for you.